It's Drive Time with Mike here with you until 6pm right here on Classic Gold. And right now on the phone we have a very special guest, close-up host Mark Sainsbury. Thank you very much for talking to me. How are you?
I'm good.
First of all, how did you get into journalism?
Well, I was originally studying law, and then I was managing a pub, and I went overseas, and I came back, and I was going to go back and finish my law degree, and I thought I'd do a journalism course, and I rather naively thought in those days that I'd be able to work at night, you know, like at NZPA or something while I finished my degree. By the time I finished the course, this is at the old Wellington Polytech, I applied for a job out at Avalon as a researcher on a program called Close Up, which was a midweek program, a bit like 60 Minutes. And it was one of those things where you turned up and every question they asked you, you knew the answer, and you probably didn't know any of the others. And it just, everything worked out. And I started working there. That was 1981.
And was it correct that you were once a bus driver?
Yeah, I was. I used to drive trolley buses and diesel buses in Wellington.
Okay, yeah.
And it was a great job, actually. I didn't technically get sacked. I was sort of asked to leave before that happened. Not for smashing buses or anything, but I'd missed a couple of shifts and went away with friends. You know, it's like when you're young and silly and they got a bit grumpy about it.
And you covered Princess Diana's funeral in 1997, I believe. How was that for you?
Oh, look, it was massive. I mean, I don't think I've ever... It was such a huge story because she was such a huge figure there. I mean, she was a world figure. You think of people that, instantly recognisable. You might get the president of the US as like Mother Teresa and Nelson Mandela, and there was this Princess Diana. And I remember getting, I was living in London, I got home, sitting at home watching TV, and I got a phone call from Garth Bray, who's now the correspondent for us in the UK, and he was sort of like on the overnight desk there at TVNZ, and said, look, I've seen this report, a French agency's reporting that Princess Diana's been in a car crash in Paris. And there'd been things like this happen before where stories had got out and rumours had started and it turned out not to be true, so we're very cautious about that.
Yeah.
And I switched on the TV and I remember watching with Sky TV and they said, and we're at the Labour Party conference in Brighton and Tony Blair is stratospheric and all this nonsense, and then switch over to CNN and they're talking about the Middle East peace crisis. And suddenly, this piece of paper, you know, the older guy's newsreader, and suddenly the piece of paper slid in front of him?
Yeah, yeah.
And says, we now have an unconfirmed report. And I thought, oh, my God, this thing could be happening.
Yeah.
And so we went into our office in London.